Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay on Blog Talk Radio. This is day two of Uniquely You, a celebration in meditation, a guided meditation process. I am very, very honored to be with you, leading you all through meditation practices. I have discovered that some of you have never been through a meditation practice before or are just learning. And I want to promise you that once you can learn to give yourself some time, you are going to come to know a bliss that will make you want to stay continuously connected to the other side in meditation. In fact, they say that when you reach that first moment when you connect with the other side, that your eyes tear up and you struggle for air just because of the wonder of it, the joy of it, the feeling of connection with all that is. And that there are those who never, ever, ever can leave that ultimate high, and then there are those who go about mindfully doing their daily duties while staying connected. The choice of who you are is going to be yours. In this practice, I want to remind you that you don't have to completely still your mind, because a thought that comes into your mind may very well be the Divine One communicating with you, or alternatively, maybe a thought that you need to turn over to the unity, to the one, to the all that is. In keeping with the idea that we are one, I will remind many of you that in virtually every religious treatise, there's a passage that says, I am that I am. And I will promise you, as you learn to struggle through the process of meditation and come to a place of comfort, that will make sense to you. Now, before we go to the Uniquely topic today, I'd like to talk to you about the breathing process and explain it a little bit. Because I think when I'm saying breathe through your feet, I may be leaving something out that will give clarity and make that easier. The furthest point of our body, the part of our body that stands on the surface of this planet when we stand upright, that rests on the surface of this planet when we are seated, the part on which we would basically rise if we could do a perfect lotus upward toward the universe, as we seated our base chakra on the ground, our feet, is one of the furthest parts of our body away from our heart and our lungs. And so by visualizing yourself taking a deep breath and pulling that breath up through your feet, it is not that you are no longer breathing with your lungs and your mouth, but instead you are elongating your breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. And by elongating your breath, you are preparing your core of your body to begin the process of meditation. Some people call that lining up the chakras, which we once again will talk about on Sunday. So with that said, let's do three deep breaths. Remember, you must set the stage. At least here in the beginning, you must. But I do three deep breaths. And I like to think that I kind of walk around in a meditative state. So three deep breaths. Once again, remembering you breathe through your nose, the cleansing air. You bring it up. Let's elongate it. So let's imagine it coming in through your feet. up the front of your body, up over your crown chakra, down your back. You're blowing out. Let's invite the second cleansing breath in. And blow it out. And let's invite a third in. And let's blow it out. And before we begin our meditation, let us send loving thoughts to all those that we do not love, that we do not want to be around, all of those that make us uncomfortable, that make us angry. Let's do what we could have done on 9/11. Let's send loving thoughts to those misguided souls who think that God would want them to kill others, no matter what their faith. Whether they are in Ireland, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the United States, Canada, wherever they are, we send them loving energy, reminding them of the unity of the whole and that God would not want them to take off any limb in the tree of life that he has created of us. And now, in keeping with the idea that we are going to set the stage, I'm going to play for you a moment my singing bowl because it helps align my chakras. Some of you may find it kind of like a clacophony. It may not feel right, but if you can relax and breathe through it, I believe it will help align your body, help set up the entire energy process, make it ready for moving forward. The passage that we're going to use as our guide today is entitled, Blame Does Not Resolve Problems. No problem has ever gone away because you figured out who caused it. Resolve rather than solve. Wow. How much of our mind space is taken up with justifying some of our lowest behavior because they made me do it. I didn't have control over the situation. I was forced into it. And how much of our heart is hardened because of things that others did to us that we cannot forgive. In virtually every religious text that I've ever read, there's a passage that talks to people about loving others as you love yourself. The words may be different, but there's a passage that talks about loving others. And I think that if you, for a moment, you can go to those times when you have really, really screwed up, and those unique times when the person basically said, you can't cry over spilt milk, let's fix it. Or as one of my friends has said to me, you don't have a rear view mirror. My friends, we do have rear view mirrors. We hold the negative energy of what others have done to us with our thoughts. We think about it. We talk about it. There was recently a study done that said if you don't talk about it, you'll be happier and you'll get over it faster. So our guided meditation today is going to be to once again soften our hearts and free our minds. Two very different processes that are linked together by one common denominator, the past. So I want you to take deep breaths. I want you to relax and feel comfortable. And I want you to let go of those negative feelings that are hardening your heart. The blame you hold in your heart for the pain that others have caused you. The suffering that life has brought you. Let's release it, remembering that everyone who invites us into the chaos is a person who is prepared to have their invitation rejected. It's a soul that has chosen to come and give us a life lesson in peace if we choose to forego the chaos. And we should thank that person for the lesson and say, thank you, Divine One, for everything just the way it is, for the blessings that you have brought to us, for the opportunity to fix this situation and rise to my highest self, for the opportunity to be a student if I fail, and the opportunity to be a master teacher if I don't. Help me through my actions let go of the past, let go of the pain and suffering that others have brought to me and that I have brought to myself. Let me realize that the others came at my invitation, at the invitation of my soul to learn lessons in love. Remind me what love feels like and let me open my heart to the feeling of love, to its gentleness, its kindness. Still my brain, still my pen, still my mouth from talking about things that are hurtful, that do no good in the now, that take away the positive energy of where we are right now. And every time a thought tries to come into your mind that is negative, that is blaming, even blaming yourself, release it, accepting it is done. We live now in the eternal now. We can take from life's lessons and move forward. And we can do that without hardening our hearts and blaming others. And let us breathe cleansing thoughts, bringing in fresh air to give you a refreshing bath in your brain, releasing the negative energy. Feel the calming waters in your heart, the source of love. Feel your throat, your voice, releasing the need to talk negatively in negative terms. Embrace the now. And now, meditate. Namaste, my friends, until we meet again tomorrow morning. May peace be with you.